Black holes are known for their awesome and destructive power, ripping stars apart piece by piece. But now, scientists have seen evidence of a black hole helping to form stars. Using the Hubble telescope, researchers at Montana State University have seen a massive black hole at the center of a small galaxy called Hennize 210, triggering star formation around it. Robert Spencer spoke to Zachary Schutte to find out more.
In this dwarf galaxy, we are seeing an outflow of ionized gas being generated by the black hole. And this outflow is interacting with a region where there's a lot of young star formation. And we believe that the outflow is, in fact, creating the conditions to form new stars.
And what does this black hole look like? How big is it? Can you describe it?
The black hole in the center of Hennize 210 is about a million solar masses, so about a million times more massive than the sun in all our solar system. And then surrounding the black hole is a really high energy environment where these outflows are being generated.
Can you talk a little bit more about these outflows? Black holes famously suck matter in. How is it that this one is emitting matter in these jets?
When these outflows are created, it's not actually matter coming out directly from the black hole. It's as gas and dust are falling onto the black hole. This environment is such high energy that some of the matter, the gas and the dust, gets expelled away from the black hole from all that energy while the black hole is still pulling matter in and, you know, eating that away from the environment.
How is this matter actually triggering star formation?
Yeah, so when the black hole creates these outflows, what actually happens is the gas is propelled at incredible speeds, in our case, hundreds of kilometers per second, which causes the gas to have a hydrodynamic shock. So if you've ever seen like a bow coming out from the front of a boat, that's sort of what's happening to the gas as well. So as this gas from the outflow runs into cold gas, it will compress, increasing the density, in which causes the gravitational collapse of the cold gas in the central regions of this galaxy and causes stars to begin forming.
Is this something that, now that we've seen one example of, we should expect to see it more frequently throughout the universe?
I think we'll see it more frequently because we are always improving our telescope capabilities with facilities like James Webb. But this phenomenon has been seen in much larger galaxies, so galaxies the size of our galaxy, the Milky Way, or even larger. But this is the first time this phenomenon's been seen in a small dwarf galaxy like Hennize 210. So yes, I do think that we'll continue to see this phenomenon happening, and we'll probably find it more now that our work has shown that it can occur even in small dwarf galaxies.
So how many stars are we talking about that are being created?
So it's difficult to say how many stars are being created as a direct influence of the outflow from the black hole, but the superstar clusters in which these new young stars are contained have masses of about 100,000 times the mass of our sun.
Do we have any idea when the stars started being formed?
It's a pretty straightforward process to determine the age of young stars. And we find that the stars interacting with this outflow are about 4 or 5 million years old. That might seem like a lot, but it's actually incredibly young for a star. The age of the sun is, you know, billions of years old. So stars that are just a few million years old are basically newborn stars in the context of astronomical ages.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that you hear of an astronomical event which sort of happens on that kind of a time frame.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think that our ancestors were alive on Earth when these stars were actually being formed as well.